Page 231. The Belt and Road Initiative.
While the US was focusing a lot on itself in recent years,
America first!
China has been looking beyond its borders.
开放带来进步, 封闭必然落后.
Through its Belt and Road Initiative, Beijing has signed deals to pour massive amounts of money into more than 80 countries, promising transformative infrastructure and huge loans. Suddenly, China is challenging America's global sway.
We will not be intimidated, and we will not stand down.
The US is now coordinating its own response and making plans to invest overseas. So, what can America do to counter China's global expansion? Critics around the world have accused China of pushing poor countries into debt traps, which Beijing denies. Many countries that have borrowed heavily from China have seen their debt-to-GDP ratio soar in recent years. The US has taken a first concrete step towards unlocking capital. The Build Act, the result of a bipartisan effort, paves the way for the creation of a new development finance agency. The US wants its agency to focus on private companies, unlike China's Belt and Road, that mostly directs funding to governments and has drawn allegations of corruption, which China denies.
With American companies, citizens around the world know that what you see is what you get.
Lending through massive state-owned enterprises on potentially loss-making investments is not really a model that the U.S. has pursued in the past. America would like to see these infrastructure needs met through private sector investments.
The main problem is that the American plan is tiny compared to China's. With its state-led model that makes it easy to fund large-scale infrastructure, China has a head start in this race for global influence. The US is now realizing it needs to catch up to protect its long-term interests.
Copyright Wall Street Journal.